what did you guys try to do to stay together when things got off to the start that it did for you today?
It's part of it. Obviously, I think having played now in my eighth season, you know, you never know how games are going to shake out, and each one shakes out differently. We started slow, I think, across the board, offensively, defensively, and got into a little bit of a hole. The thing I like is that nobody panics, nobody kind of presses or anything like that. We had a good plan coming into it. We stuck with the plan. I thought we ran the ball really, really well today. Was really proud of how our offensive line played, and also how Devontae stepped up and played a great game for us. So I think he had something like 190 total yards. But I love that everybody just kind of keeps their head down, keeps working, and feels like we're going to find a way to get it done. Yeah, you know what? I thought Pat was an unsung hero for us today. Not only because of the way that he played, but also kind of when Jacob Tammy went down. I mean, we were kind of out of that two tight ends. We had no tight ends left other than Levine, and so Pat kind of, you know, he was the chameleon today. He kind of stepped in and played a bunch of different positions for us and did a great job, and also got the run game going for us.
You have a positive attitude all the time, but specifically, Jake said you came into a locker room at halftime. You said, we're going to win this game. Talk about that moment with the team.
Yeah, you know, I felt like while we didn't start the way that we wanted to, we were moving the ball. And I thought the score right before halftime, to be able to put up 3 points right before halftime, was critical for us, especially with us getting the ball in the second half. While we didn't score on that drive, defense got it back to us, and we were able to kind of get that 10-point swing pretty quickly. So I thought that was huge. And you know, it was just my message to those guys was, hey, listen, we're going to do this. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to go out there and play the way that we're capable of. You just have to take it one play at a time and just do your job. You don't have to do any more. And I thought guys did a great job of that in the second half.
Do you often go in at halftime and say, guys, we're going to lose?
I don't think I've ever said that, actually. No.
what changed in terms of your success rate with Julio in the second half? Because in the first half, you're only 3 for 8 going in.
Yeah, I think it was me. You know, I wasn't as accurate as I needed to be in the first half. And thought we settled into it maybe more so in the second quarter and got it going. But I know, you know, when you've got a great player like Julio, you know, you just got to keep going at him. And he's going to make plays, and he did today for us. Even with, you know, some things that they kind of schemed for Julio. You know, he's that good. And we're lucky to have him on our team.
Did you feel that with their defensive line situation, that as the game evolved, you'd be able to wear them out in the run game?
I thought across the board, I mean, obviously they've had some injuries, but across the board, I mean, that's a deep football team that we played today. And they're good all over. And we just felt like rather than worrying about them, we knew they were going to be solid. You know, it was on us to try and, you know, have that mindset that no matter how long it takes or what we have to do, you know, get yourself ready. And Dan kind of challenged the guys last night in our meetings to kind of have that mindset, and I think guys did.
Matt, when did you feel like the momentum changed and it kind of flowed your way? Where do you think the turning point of this game was?
Well, you know, obviously the second half was huge, but I thought getting 3 points before halftime was big. You know, when you're in that situation, I forget how much time we have, 40-some seconds, something like that. You know, if you can find a way to get 3 points, and, I mean, we had a chance, you know, maybe to get 7 there too. I thought that was a huge momentum changer for us offensively. And then coming out in the second half, the first drive didn't go as planned, but from that point on, I thought we played really well.
Matt, how about running the football, that big third down conversion? You've had a couple decent runs since you've been here, and that was a huge one today. Nothing not to take
it. A couple, right? Huh? I was hoping for more than that. Over 8 years, there were maybe 3 good ones. That's the way it goes. No, that was huge. You know, obviously, in a man-to-man coverage situation where they have safety help over the top, you know, there's no one to account for the quarterback in that spot. And, you know, it's not like number one, number two, number three, number four thing on our, you know, to-do list when we go into a game is me running the ball. But in those situations where it comes up, I've always felt like I'm capable of getting what we need. And I thought it was, you know, a big pickup for us on third down.
I apologize. I didn't mean
to. No, you're good. I was just teasing. Just teasing you.
I know you're pretty process-oriented when you're out there, and probably in all parts of your life. But if you
– I think my wife might say that.
Well, do you – when you get it going the way you had it going in the second half, I'm talking about the offense, and you're running it and you're throwing it to Julio and it looks – do you ever think, man, there's nothing they can do to stop us here?
I feel like, I feel like when we started to run the ball, and then convert our third downs, you know, when you're in those type of situations, when you're rolling on third down and you're running the football effectively, I think that's when you get into a mode offensively where you think no matter what happens, we're going to find a way. And I thought guys felt that way. I know I felt that way in the second half today.
You actually, we started 0-3 on third down conversions. I think you completed eight out of your last nine.
That's a good thing for us. You know, if you convert third downs as you're moving forward in the second half, that's big.
Last year was mostly a forgettable season, I guess. But did you see any of this in Freeman last year? I mean, I know Jackson played a lot, but did you see anything last year in Freeman that made you believe he's capable of doing what he did today?
Yeah, you know, I remember in our first game last year, Devontae had a catch on the sideline versus the New Orleans Saints. And it was like 3rd and 12 or 13 or something like that. And he caught the ball literally at 4 yards and got his foot in the ground, put his head down, and ended up picking the first down up for us. And I remember at that point going, okay, you know, this guy, he can play. And he made plays for us all last year. Obviously, we had Steven, so it was, you know, he was more the feature back. But you'd see it. You know, you'd see it in practice. You'd see it the way he worked, how hungry he was. You know, he's been a great teammate since day one.
Matt, what does it mean to be 3-0, but still have some of those rough patches that you have to work through still? I mean, it has to, you know, how do you weigh that?
Beats the alternative, you know. It certainly beats the alternative. We've got a long way to go, you know, you know, you want to win every week, obviously. You know, that's important, and we've done that up until this point. The thing that I think is more important than that, though, is, you know, to be able to reset after a good one or a bad one and get back to work. And we'll enjoy this tonight, but, you know, I think we've got guys in our locker room that are able to process it, learn from it, and then move on. And if we can keep that mindset, I think that's the recipe for us to be successful.
You were going around the guys in the locker room saying, we're going to win this game. We're going to win this game. Why so confident?
I believe in the guys we have. You know, I feel like we've got a lot of playmakers, both offensively and defensively, and I feel like we got a little bit of momentum going into the second half with the score before halftime. I just felt like we were going to get it done.